Hey there, you're listening to a Chris and Tanner classic clip. This one is from Live to Tape Show Episode 3, which aired April 30th, 2014. To find more like this, visit chrisandtanner.com. Now on with the show.
When we were kids, I swear to Christ, it felt like around this time of year especially, and it hit me today when I was looking at the story, because it's the end of April. By now, we would have had 3 tornado warning scares, I think.
Are you as nostalgic about tornadoes as I am? Do you look back on them fondly?
Well, I was afraid of them for most of my life because I was so scared. I thought for sure we were goners. There was no way that tornado wasn't going to hit our house. So I look back on it fondly in the sense that I remember the fear and anxiety that existed. I remember playing Little League. And there was a Ford motor plant that would kick out smoke, but that smoke would make the atmosphere around the area look like it had a dark, brooding cloud over it. And I would look for funnel clouds when I was supposed to be keeping my eye on the batter, because I was playing outfield at the time and I was pretty good at my position. But I got nervous because I thought, there's no way a tornado isn't happening. It looks crazy up there. But what I get nostalgic about, I've brought it up before. I brought it up to the hosts of the Extra Secret podcast. There's your plug. I brought it up to them about how this time of year brought on the David Copperfield specials. But every David Copperfield special was ruined because there was a fucking tornado icon on my screen indicating there is a tornado warning. Bear down, take cover. Except I lived in a mobile home for many years and there was no cover. So you just sit out on your car's hood and watch a tornado just gallivant about the countryside. Do you have a fond memory? For instance, I know fourth grade was an exceptional year for tornadoes. That would have been the 1991 tornadic season. Maybe you recall being read Where the Wild Things Are while you pressed your skull deep into a brick wall to ensure that you didn't die from debris.
I had a different reaction than you in that, sure, I was a bit scared of them, but I enjoyed the act of taking cover.
But you had a basement, so it's like, whatever.
Yeah, maybe that's the difference, is that, you know, my mom would take us into the basement. We turned the TV on, and it gave me the same feeling that a slumber party gave you. It was, you know, we were in this a similar space, but the context had changed. Like, the players were the same, but the game had changed.
I had a whole contingency plan in place that involved me running up the hill. This was never presented to the people that it would have impacted, by the way.
Would you have put on special sneaks?
Yeah. I would have thrown on my XJ900s, did a pretend pump because they looked like pump-up shoes.
Do you think even in the terror of an imminent tornado, you still would have pretend pumped, even with no witnesses?
I think it was so ingrained in me, just in case.
It was psychosomatic.
I had a reputation to preserve. What if somebody with, you know, a telescopic lens on their camera from the woods the state owned behind my house?
You know? I could see Bill Bonds reporting on your escape and then also reporting on the fact that this young man, 8 years old, escaped imminent tornado. But even in this heroic act, he was still a coward. He clearly was trying to pump fake pumps. He's a prideful, awful young man.
The contingency plan was I would run up the block to friends of the show George and Eric's house, knock on their door, probably while they were taking cover, and be like, "Let me in! I need a basement." That was the contingency plan, and I never told them about that, so the chances are they wouldn't answer their door in the middle of a major tornadic activity.
Or who knows, they could go, you know, full Walking Dead, and they'd look at you like wild dogs, like they'd every man for himself would have set in. It would have been this really heart-wrenching moment of them slowly closing the door as a tear rolls down both of your faces. And then the tornado sweeps, and all that's left are your XJ900s on the doorstep. smoking. And then they bronze them and put like, and the closing credits is they bronze them, and a young girl comes by and places, you know, like a tulip in them, and then and then black screen end credits, life is a highway.
Please play that song as my eulogy is read.